1. Begin transmission.
Well, hello again to all my friends and loyal listeners. It's 1930 UTC once again, and I'm in my kitchen. I gotta get some tea. What? What are you doing? Are you being a baby? Yeah, I think you're a baby kitty. Well, what, you don't think so? Are you a big girl kitty now? Gonna rub your face on the cabinets? Yeah, rub your face on the cabinets because they're a little bit dirty. We need to get them cleaned off. Oh, you're not the cleaning kitty? Do we need to call a kitty cleaning service? Get some more cats in here to rub their faces up against the cabinets? Yeah, okay, I'll give them a call. What's the phone number? Okay, that's one number. Phone numbers are like 10 digits now. Okay, so you don't know what digits are? They're numbers. You know numbers. I'll ask you a numbers question, okay? What's 16 times 42? That's a good numbers question. Is that too many numbers? Well, how about if we do a smaller numbers, like what's 2 plus 4? Oh, you don't know that one either? Okay, how about this? If you have two hams and I take away one ham, how many hams do I have? Oh, you don't know how to do ham math? What kind of crazy kitty are you? I thought you knew how to do ham math. Okay, so we're not doing any differential ham equations today. Okay, see you later. I gotta get some tea. I'm so thirsty. I can't even remember if I made any tea. Did I make tea earlier, Dinkus? Are you yanging me? What do you want us to do? Oh, you're so crazy. Oh, you're just gonna flop down on the floor. Oh, look at that kitty belly. Somebody needs to brush you up. You're so fluffy. You're the fluffiest ginging. Yeah, that's good babies. Alright, what was I doing? I can't even remember what I was doing. Every time I try to remember what I was doing, I get distracted by somebody with a fluffy kitty butt. Oh, so what am I even doing today? Oh yeah, we gotta get this How's That game going. And this is a very important How's That game. This is gonna be a thriller because this game of the tournament is one of our semifinals. And it's between two undefeated teams, Zeptar and Petey Boy. It's SDF. So let's get the Petey Boy versus Zeptar game going here. The battle of the undefeateds. We got to flip a coin first. Zeptar will be heads and Petey Boy will be tails. We're flipping to see who bats first. Flip it. It's a good flip. And I don't remember what I said. Damn it. Did I say Zeptar would be heads and Petey Boy would be tails? It is, in fact, tails. So, Petey Boy will be up to bat first. Let's start the program. Which team will bat first? Petey Boys. SDF. Versus Zeptar. And here we go. Let's play cricket. Here comes the first ball. No run. Second ball. No run. Third ball. No run. Come on, Petey Boy. Get yourself a hit. Fourth ball. No run. Fifth ball. Give it a whack. No run. Sixth ball of the first over. Oh, and there's an appeal. Stumped. Stumped for a duck. One out, no runs. Here comes the delivery of the first ball, the second over, no run. Second ball, no run. Third ball, there's the first hit, two runs. And as we finish out the second over, ooh, Petey Boy gets another run. We end up with,
Here's the score. Petey Boy, 5 runs for 1 wicket as the third over starts. Okay, that's super great. While that's cooking along, I want to go outside. My back hurts. I need to walk around, get it stretched out, get me some exercise. It's a little late in the day. I don't want to go to Harenhaven just because I got to drive by schools and there's traffic and buses and we'll never get through. So I think we're going to go to OPPD. The information you need is I've put on my socks, I've got my wallet and my camera. We're ready to go. So let's head out, go to OPPD. We'll be there in 3 seconds. 2, 1, 0. And here we are at the OPPD Arboretum. Two things you need to know. Well, actually, one thing that is really two things. On the way over here, on the drive over here, a strange thing happened. It rained. And then the sun came out while it was raining. So it was sunny and raining for a few seconds. And by the time I got here, the rain stopped. You know, and I'm only 5 minutes away during rush hour. And so now the sun is still out. Hopefully it'll go back behind a cloud. And it is damp and humid. Ugh. It was nice. It was overcast and cool before, and now it's all guh. But I don't care, because I'm walking up Marmot Alley. I don't see any motts, so I'm walking over here to the edge of the forest where I know there's some motty dens. I'm going to look in these holes for some motties. Here's a hole, but no motties. Lots of grasshoppers, though. How about in this hole? No motties, and it doesn't look like there's been any motties in that hole for a while. It's got some detritus in it. Motties like to keep their holes clear, so we'll go up here to the next motty hole and see if we can find some more. Wow, it's really overgrown. I can't even see the hole. There may or may not be motties in there. We won't know because it's too overgrown. Alright, well, looks like the sun is going to go back behind a cloud. So that makes things more better. And a yes, a double comparative is in fact more better than a single superlative. Hence my constant use of double comparatives. I'm walking into the forest. Ooh, it's nice and dark. And I'm walking across the footbridge, the second footbridge so far. And it's wet in the middle, but dry on the ends. All right, well, the reason that we came out here today was that last night, or yesterday, depending on how you want to look at it, we were out on nocturnal bun patrol and we saw some big mushrooms in somebody's yard. So we came here because I know some of those same mushrooms grow here and maybe we'll have some massive flushes. And although I'm not seeing what I'm looking for, I'm seeing some other little white mushrooms. And wow, there's mycelium running in the forest here. I can see white fungal growth everywhere. And little white mushrooms that have little brown spots on them. A whole bunch. Look at all these mushrooms. Not a massive flush, but you know, 15, 20... And look at all of this stuff. Look at all this mycelium. I'm standing next to a tree. I'm looking down at all this stuff. Wow. Oh, look at this. Boom, boom, boom. Here's 3 dead man's fingers. One of my favorite species of Xylaria. Usually there's 2 Xylarias we run into in all the places I hang out. Dead man fingers and another one that I don't know the common name for. Cool. Let's keep moving down the path here into the zone in which I think we're going to find these big white mushrooms that we're looking for. Usually they're down here. Wow, and everywhere I look there's this mycelium growing on sticks and logs. Wow. We must have had some perfect growth conditions. Here's a little dude mushroom. And where's all my big round blobbin' globins? Oh, I think I see, yeah, I see some over on the other path. The ones that look like golf balls. Oh yeah. There's a bunch of them over there. We're gonna go up there in a minute. First we're gonna peek around here and look under that other footbridge. Oh, and I see a bun. Hi, Mr. Bun. He's chomping on some grass. He says, oh, this grass is pretty yummy. He likes it a lot. All right, so we'll just turn around, leave that bun alone, let him chomp, chomp, chomp. Oh, yeah. And here we got some thug mushrooms. Big blonky ones. The caps haven't opened yet, up yet, but these are the mushrooms we came here to see. And they are looking pretty good, so I'm taking my camera out of my pocket. Yeah, look at some of these. Man, when these caps expand, these are going to be some big, big mushrooms. So let's take a picture of them. Well, they're still developing. I'm going to move this stick away from this clump. Got a clump of mushrooms here. It's very nice. Click. Oh, look at these mushrooms. They say, hi, you're our buddy. And I said, yeah, I'm your pal. Me and you are buddies because we like mushroom stuff. And they say, yeah, we're mushroom dudes. And I say, yes, you are dudes. Oh, and there's some further up here. Oh, here's one that's a few days old. His cap is already wilting. But he's got lots of other little dudes growing up all around him. And there's bugs flying around all his mushrooms. Being bugs, doing buggy stuff. I took another picture of some more of those guys. Yes, hooray! I think this is the first time all season that I went out looking for a specific mushroom, and I found it. Yay! So let's walk up the path 100 yards or so, and check the yellow jelly tree, and check all this other stuff out. Here's some little tiny dudes of some kind. What are these? What is this stuff? Oh, I don't know. Here's a wasp flying around. Hi, Mr. Waspy. Alright, so last night, as I was watching Rat Patrol, I was thinking about the episode of... Oh, here's some mushrooms. Very nice. I was thinking about the episode of Man from U.N.C.L.E. that I had watched earlier. And I started thinking about other things. And this bothered me as a child. When I was a kid, it always seemed kind of cheesy to me that terrorist organizations had cute names in fiction. Always based on some kind of acronym. And I blame James Bond for this, because Ian Fleming invented Spectre. And I thought, yeah, it's a little cheesy, because terrorist organizations don't do that. They don't give themselves cute, you know, acronym names. And then, of course, in The Man from U.N.C.L.E., you got the good guys who are U.N.C.L.E., which is an acronym for United Nations something, something, something. Then you have the bad guys, who are Thrush. Yeah, okay, whatever. And then, of course, in Get Smart, you know, the bad guys are Chaos, with a K. And I always thought, yeah, it kind of ruins a perfectly good idea. And then last night I realized, whoa, but wait. That has happened in real life. We do have terrorist organizations with cute acronym names now, like ISIS. Isn't that special? Here's some little flammulinas growing up under this some kind of tree. I cannot readily identify it. I'm gonna go down over here into the amphitheater real quick and check to see if there's anything growing up around in here. This used to be a great spot, but I don't think they put any new wood chips in here this year, and so we don't have Jack out here today. Okay, so let's walk up here a ways and we'll check the secret mushroom grounds and all that. So, okay, there's a tiny little dude of some kind. Oh, wow, look at this. We got some auricularia on one of our favorite auricularia stumps. Tree ears growing. There's a little white mushroom growing inside that hollow log. Oh, that's a pretty good mushroomy day up here. Oh, up in the path ahead of me, about 30 meters, I can see something white growing in the middle of the path. Is it trash that somebody left? Is it just paper? Or is it mushrooms? Oh no, it looks like it's just some napkins. Or paper towels or something. Boo. So we'll go over to this log. Oh, look at that nice auricularia on there. Got some tree ears growing on this log, as usual. Looks very nice. This means that we're almost up to the secret mushroom grounds, but first we have to check this tree that we know has yellow jellies growing in it. Do we got any yellow jellies on the tree today? I'm looking. I don't see anything. A couple spots where we've had some growth at one point this year, but nothing going on this tree. So we look around, up and down, up and down. Nobody's around. So we make our secret furtive movement. Boom, we're no longer visible from the path. We're on the secret deer path, making our way up into the secret mushroom grounds. Oh, here's a lovely mushroom. I just heard something too. Something went click or flick. It might have been a dude. No, it might have been a bird. There's a bird over there. I'm going to take a picture of this mushroom. Oh, that's interesting. Let's do another one. I'm holding my camera underneath it and I got the flash on. It's dark enough back here due to all the canopy. Wait, is my thing on? Yeah. And so the flash went off and the looks underneath. Well, here. Maybe you can see it if I post it, but maybe I will, maybe I won't. I gotta walk further up the deer trail here. It's really overgrown. And other than that one mushroom growing up right there, I'm not seeing any others. Ooh, big web, back up. Okay, we need to get us a web stick. Find us a web stick here. And move the webs. The good news is I'm the only person who's been walking around in here today. Oh, here's some mushrooms. Here's one that's fallen over. But there's a couple back there that I want to take a picture of. So we're just gonna go stomp, stomp, stomp. Oh, and who's our buddy here? Oh, it's little Mr. Mushroom Guy. Hi, we're baby mushrooms. I say, hi, how are you doing, Mr. Baby Mushrooms? Take a couple pictures of those guys. There's all kinds of these little ones popping up over here. And what else do we got in here today? I'm getting to the part where it's a little bit clearer. Do I see any dudes? My deer like to hang around back in here. I'm kind of scanning the ground looking for mushrooms. Maybe I should look up. I'm looking up. I don't see any dudes hiding. Or looking for me. I can hear traffic buzzing by on Interstate 680, the loop that goes around town, so you don't have to drive through the middle of town. It is pretty much the start of rush hour, so trafficy, trafficy. Ugh, more webs. Duck under the web. All right. Well, I wanted to check that log. There's nothing on it. Where's that web? I gotta duck under it again. All right. Whew. It is humid, especially back here in the in the deep forest because all the water is still on the leaves, evaporating into the air. And it makes for, look at this. There's a mushroom just peeking up out of the ground right on the trail, busting through. He'll be a mushroom by tonight. Oh, there's bugs on me. Hey, you bugs. Get off me. I am not a bug hotel. I am not a insect entertainment complex. Actually, all human beings are insect entertainment complexes. There's a funny mushroom back in there. What is that thing? Oh, it's just worn out. All right. So as I... Ooh, there's more mycelium. Oh, this is going to be super mushroomy here for the next couple weeks. We're losing the summer heat, and we're getting some more rain. So we're cashing in on our fungal money. Lots of mushrooms laying around, and that's why mushrooms should be money, so you can just pick it up off the ground. Oh, wait a second. Mushrooms already are money. Big dollars. All right, so I think I am gonna make my way generally back to my car. That way we can check for some more mushrooms. Oh, there's another teeny tiny white one in there. We can look for more mushrooms, then we can go back home and check the results of our... How's that game? Oh, there's a mushroom growing underneath this bush right here. Doo-doo-doo. I keep hearing some sounds. What is that? So here we go. Back over this footbridge. There's a lot of footbridges here. I'm kind of tempted to walk up there, but I see a tree that's down. And I also see sun over there, so we're going to walk away from the sun and continue back towards my car. I'm scanning the ground. Scanning. I'm looking into the forest, looking, trying to find some dudes. Although this is not the usual dude time. I'm here at an unusual time for me anyway. It's about 4 p.m. local time. And usually I come here much earlier so as to avoid people, but with all the weirdness, I thought, I want to go out anyway, blah, blah, blah. So we're out and about. Why did I bring that up? What was I going to say? I don't remember. It smells weird right here. It smells like, well, frankly, it smells like wet dog. Somebody running around in here with their soggy doggy. Unknown. All right, let's go back down this path. Hey, there's some coprinus hiding back there. Look at all those coprinus mushrooms. We're gonna go back down here to where all our golf ball mushrooms are. What is that sound? Maybe it's just my imagination. And we're taking the short way back to my car, which means we gotta walk by where this bunny was. Where's our bun? Oh, he's not here anymore. And here's some auricularia on a stump. Very, very nice. And we're walking up to the footbridge that often has marmots underneath it. So we're gonna be real quiet and we're gonna sneak up on the footbridge. I'm not seeing anything. Okay, now I'm on the footbridge. We're gonna check the other side because motties like to stick their faces out over here. Are there any motties out here today? No motties. Looking around, there's no motties. They probably went inside when it started to rain. They said, hey, we don't want to get the rains on, so they went in their mati holes. So now I'm out of the forest. On the sidewalk. Walking back to my car. And I'm looking under bushes, and I'm looking by all the trees, and sometimes there's some mushrooms over here, but I don't see any today. Isn't this pretty typical? Yes. Yes, it is. So we'll just get out my keys here. We're about 10 steps away from my car. The car is unlocked. All right. Let's go back home, check on the scores. Oh, and I'm looking back up on the hill. And who's up there? It's a big fat Mahdi. He's right by the road, but people, because of the hill, people on the street can't see him as they drive by. I see he's a big fat Mahdi up there. He's up by the fence. All right, it's time to check our How's That game. At least we got to see a Mahdi and all our good mushrooms. So we'll return home in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. We are back at home. Hello. I'm glad you got to see me. We had a fun time at OPPD. Saw a lot of different kinds of mushrooms. And one Mahdi. That is so good. Haven't seen a Mahdi in a couple days, so that's good news. But now it is time to check our results on today's game of How's That. And it was a big game between the two undefeated teams, Zeptar and Petey Boys SDF. Let's take a look. We'll call up the computer here and, ooh, look at this. Looks like Petey Boy had a pretty good innings for himself. And he hit 266 runs. And then Zeptar came up to bat. And in the 31st over, when he was sitting on 9 wickets down with 244 runs, he was bowled. Bowled out. Game over. Petey Boy's SDF total runs, 266. Zeptar's total runs, 244. Petey Boy's SDF wins by 22 runs. Yay, so Petey Boy, write him down here, still undefeated. Why doesn't my pen want to work? Here we go. Petey Boy, still undefeated. And Zeptar drops down into the consolation bracket where he will play Pippa. And then the winner of that game will go on to play Petey Boy for the championship. And that's a little convoluted, so we'll get into it later. So we'll put the tournament sheet over there for now, and we're good. Ooh, very exciting, very exciting. And we'll have another game tomorrow. What game will we have tomorrow? I guess we'll have Zeptar versus Pippa tomorrow. Duh. And we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, I suppose it's time for me to say something along the lines of, you have been listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious How's That Committee Tournament, a show or one like it, which airs every single day at 19:30. UTC, right here on Anon Radio. So, you know, make sure you tune in tomorrow to see what happens next in our exciting How's That tournament. As for me, I gotta get out of here, but before I leave, I should probably tell you to stay tuned, because coming up right after this show, you will be able to hear MJT's Sound Show Genre Mix and Discussion, one of everybody's favorite shows here on Anon Radio. What else was I gonna say? Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. My name's Tobe, and I'm gonna go now. I gotta go find some food, get some more tea, so I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.